Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Defensive players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Katie Ledecky wins a gold medal. Caleb Dressel racks up another one as well. Simone Biles withdraws from more events. Tristan Thompson gets traded. Oh, wait, that's right. Nobody cares. Tristan Thompson, I shouldn't say anything about Tristan Thompson. This guy really is nuts, huh? Like, when you talk about, like, who's the craziest guy in the NBA, you know, I saw a story the other day about Tristan Thompson and Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian. And I guess Lamar Odom, all Lamar Odom did is Khloe Kardashian, I guess, posted a picture on Instagram. I guess that's what she does for a living. So she posted a picture on Instagram. I don't have an Instagram account. I'd never go there. I don't even know what goes on over there. But anyways, so I guess Lamar Odom just said to her, damn, looking good. And Tristan Thompson jumped on Instagram and told him like, crack didn't get you last time, but I will if I ever see you. He said you won't live through the coma this time. Like, Tristan Thompson, like, basically threatened to kill Lamar Odom for saying that Khloe Kardashian looked good. And that's the problem, Tristan. That's why you're on Sacramento now, bro. Because you're more concerned with, like, who's sending messages to your girl. That's the problem. No one wants to go to Sacramento. You see Davion Mitchell. There's Davion Mitchell, I guess I've seen. He's not happy. Listen, dude, I like you, Davion, but you got to shut up. If you're a kid, you get drafted to the NBA, suck it up. You're on the Sacramento Kings. Go make them good. What do you want? You all are going to deal with good. The only thing is the Sacramento Kings really are whack jobs. So a lot of stuff going on. Jacob DeGrom suffers a setback. His rehab has been shut down. Now they're talking about DeGrom coming back in September or so. And it's nuts, man, because DeGrom was like favored to win the Cy Young, obviously. And in fact, he was actually amongst the front runners to be the most valuable player as well in the National League. Now, none of the above due to the injuries. All right, due to the injuries. We can get you caught up to date there. So the Yankees have brought in a lot of bats and stuff. I don't really know if it matters. Tampa gets it done this evening. Blue Jays played their first real home game in 22 months tonight. We laid the run and a half. Blue Jays bullpen did their best to give it up, but we cashed the ticket. They win 6-4. I'll tell you what, I think the Blue Jays are a play-on team now. They will get a boost by playing at home, guys. They've been playing in neutral stadiums. They've been playing with, like, you know, in Buffalo with Red Sox fans taking over the place and stuff. Now they're back in Toronto. You're going to see it's going to make a massive difference for the Toronto Raptors as well this upcoming season. So we'll get into some late night, overnight Olympic action.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Risen from the ashes, take what you've got. You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. The Friday Night Freak Show continues. As we've got a ton of stuff to break down. Tony Finn's going to join us. Mick Aussie will step up and in. Mick's got his AFL stuff. I got to be honest, I don't really care. Hey, we got the Olympics going on and stuff. We've got, there's a ton of, we got the Gold Cup. We've got big time soccer games. I can't lie. Yeah, whatever. Mick, you better have a couple of stone cold lock winners for us. Give us some Olympic picks and stuff. Give us some Olympic picks. And I see actually though, G-Long's winning right now. What a shock. I was going to say, let's put him in a moneyline parlay, but it's too big. I told you guys last week, no one listens to me anyways, but for those of you who did, you could have won. He hasn't won yet, but I told you, Daniel Stahl, men's discus in the Olympics. He was -160 to win the gold medal. It's down to the final tonight. So they've gone through all the prelims and the meets and all that type of stuff. He's now -400. So he's on the verge of winning, but you can still put him in a parlay with some overnight action. And we'll try to find some overnight action with Mick Aussie. So you know what? We'll see. If he's really got something in the AFL, I'll put something in here. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the overnight Olympic action is concerned. I think there's men's soccer, right? It's just men's soccer night tonight. I see they're shooting people right now with rifles in the Olympics. We got some women's volleyball. We got a little bit of everything. Judo. Mixed team finals. Pardon my ignorance on this, but how do you have mixed team finals in judo? What is it like WWF? Like we guys tag teaming? Like what the hell's going on here? I don't know. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure that Chris Bryant is on the San Francisco Giants right now. They got themselves a hell of a player. It's an arms war right now. It's an arms race going on in the National League West. And Max Scherzer, Trey Turner on the Los Angeles Dodgers. We've got the updated numbers right now. San Diego are 10-1 to win a division. San Francisco +125. Los Angeles -150. Since San Francisco keeps padding that lead, man, we'll talk baseball and more with Tony Finn. Bring it.
We are the first 20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Yeah, we just chunked a parlay in ourselves right now, an Olympic parlay. Can't say we're not hardcore. So we've got a parlay here. This is the first time I've ever played this combination of a parlay before. And that's saying something, considering I've been gambling on sports for 38 years now. So I have never parlayed men's discus and a woman's 100-meter race before in my life, Tony Finn. And now I'm living, buddy. I just parlayed Daniel Stahl from Sweden to win the gold medal in men's discus. And Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce to win tomorrow night in the women's 100 meters, Jamaica. And I tell you what, it pays pretty nice, too. $89 I put on it. Pays $212, comes back. It's not bad. How you doing, Tony Finn?
I'm doing fine, but I'm you've surprised me, Gabe. And I'm difficult to surprise that I've never bet. I consider myself, or at least, 100-year degenerate, and I've never even bet on discus before. So it's you surprised me. Now, hedge.
So, how am I going to hedge?
I don't know.
Listen, Tony, hedging's for gardeners, all right? Hedging is for gardeners. Johnny, Edward Scissorhands. I don't hedge. But you're right. But listen, how the hell do you hedge? So listen, if you're right, listen, if I got Daniel Stahl out of the way here, So let's say Daniel Staal wins tonight, and tomorrow night is Shelley Ann Fraser-Pryce. So I would have Shelley Ann Fraser-Pryce coming in. But the thing is, Tony, bro, there's like there's a million runners in the race. There's like nine other girls, whatever it is, 10 runners.
Okay, well, then I have a better idea. Let's go ahead. Let's you know what? Just really gamble. Let it ride. And at that point, you take that money and you truly parlay it, and you parlay it to, you parlay that money into another parlay, and then find something that, you know, you can play throughout this Olympics, so that and in truth, I guess, Gabe, you really don't have to parlay per se. You can parlay your money with straight bets, with money line bets, night after night after night after night. But that's not nearly as exciting as having that seven teamer and knowing that if you can get the first six, the seventh one is on a different night, a different day, and is easily hedged. So you got a lot of work to do between now and after she wins tomorrow night. So I'll let you get at that. And we'll go home with better business.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love you, Tony, but I have a two-team parlay, Tony.
I know.
A six-teamer, seven-teamer.
Well, but you can. We'll turn the two-teamer into a seven-teamer.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't like six and 17 parlays. Play parlays? People get into arguments about, parlays are good, parlays are bad. Me and Sharon Penn got into it last week a little bit, actually. And I'm going to challenge him, actually. He says you can't win playing parlays. I told him you can. And I'm not saying I'm a parlay king, but I told him you can, and I'm going to prove it to him this year. And my challenge to Dave will be, I will play one three-team parlay in college football, and I'll play one three-team parlay in NFL football. I'll give it on the show every Friday. Maybe a four-team banger. Let's go for a four-team banger because it pays more. And we'll keep track of the bankroll, okay, on the parlays. I bet you I'm up at the end of the year. I bet you I'll be up, then down with the parlays.
Maybe, I have some guys I really trust. I don't have time to do the work, Gabe, but one of the things I believe, there's proposition plays. There's golf. There's baseball. There's basketball. There's golf propositions and those tournament propositions that happen once a weekend. Are really if you have somebody you trust that's really knowledgeable and can give you some probabilities on a guy that might be 20, 30 to 1 over the course of a season of PGA golf, for instance, I think that there's money to be made, especially if you trust one person who spends their entire life, which means 18 hours a day, every minute of the day working on golf. Find one of those guys and I promise you'll make a little money. Yeah.
So let me ask you. Well, let me ask you about that, Tony. So, college football's coming up. A good example.
Yeah.
College football's coming up. There's now 130 teams, Tony, this year.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Like with lines. So 130 plus the other ones would whatever. You know what I mean? So it's 130 teams, guys. Me and Tony are old. I don't know, Tony. I remember when it was in the 70s and stuff. You know what I mean? It was like, there's 84 teams now. Oh, there's 90. Oh, we broke 100. Oh, there's 106. Right, so now you got your UTEP Roadrunners and your Coastal Carolinas, all these new programs, Liberty, and like some of them are good, but there's a million of them. So I was saying, I used to talk with the late great Dave Malinsky about this, and of course, like Billy Walters, and like Billy would basically have a guy per conference, right?
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't have guys on his team, and say, listen, I want your best bets in college.
Right.
All right. I want your best bets in college. No, he'd say, you covered a Mountain West for me. I only want your Mountain West bets. And the thought process was, nobody can be an expert in 12 conferences. It's impossible. And I know we all have egos and we think we do, but it's true, Tony. No one can tell me, everything there is to know about the Sun Belt. And everything there is to know about every team in the MAC. And everything there is to know about every team in the Mountain West. Like, I'm talking about their practice went bad today. This kid got in a fight with the coach behind the scenes. It's impossible to know everything about 130 teams. So I was saying the other day, Tony, I think it's not bad to just sort of admit what you don't know and say, you know what? I know these conferences. These are the conferences I'm going to focus in and bet on. What do you think about that take?
I thought that was a given, personally, Gabe. I don't. Here's really, the deal. For years and years, I don't know. You think college football is a bang, and well, you know, tough to ball. That's right. There you go. College basketball.
It's like 380 of them, I know.
357.
57. Yeah, wow.
There you go. So I don't listen. I cover the Power Six, the Power Five. I'd add one called the Power Six, maybe Power Five plus the Pac-12. Ah, there's a tweet. There's some drive-bys. Twitter's coming at me. I do that. Why have I done it? A lot of guys cover these smaller conferences. They say I can get an advantage there. They're not covered as much. The clients that I've built up over the years prefer to be. Listen, there's a handful, more than a handful, that like to watch their games. And only games they will play are the ones they can watch. Now, this day and age, you can pretty much watch everything. But still, there's still those who want to play the Power 6, Power 5, got the Pac-12, Big 12, the ACC, SEC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't cover the MAC. I don't cover the Big East. I don't cover a lot of conferences. And if I get a game in those, that information is coming from someone of source, someone I trust. And with that information, I've assessed that I can. My probabilities are good if I play this or that. You follow me?
What about the Mountain West? Since you live in Mountain West country,
I do. I cover the Mountain West heavily. Yes, I do. And I should have thrown that in, but that's on top of the pack. You know, the Power Five.
I
cover the AAC too. Let's say that. Okay, the AAC is. Yeah. I like the AAC a lot.
Well, that's the thing, you know, there's so many of these conferences, and there's some of them that you'll just sort of do better in, guys, and go with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. You'll be like, man, yeah, you know what? I do well in the Pac-12. You know, and you're betting Pac-12, and you're doing well. Stick with it, right? But if you know deep in your heart, you're like, man, I always lose, man, when I bet these SEC games. Don't force it. You know what I mean? But, Tony, I totally get it. I mean, people are going to buy picks. They're going to want the CBS game of the week. They want the winner in Alabama versus Tennessee, right? And the TV game. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. I totally get it. Late night in the National Cup continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo, want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
The Friday Night Free Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it with Tony Finn right now in Las Vegas at Nevada. So, Tony, wager talk in the house. So, Tony, I want to get into some NFL with you. And I know you wrote a column about the NFL and the scheduling and the protocols and everything else. But baseball today. So trade deadline came and went. Who are you the most impressed with? So San Francisco gets Chris Bryant. You saw the Yankees were aggressive with Rizzo and with Gallo. The Dodgers get Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. The Boston Red Sox got Kyle Schwarber. White Sox got Craig Kimbrell. So, like, basically the Cubs dealt everybody and cleaned house. So did Washington for the most part, like, quietly. Like, John Lester got dealt. And, like, but which team did anything move the needle, in your opinion? What deal did you like the most, Tony, from a betting perspective moving forward? Do you think, all right, this helps this team a lot?
Well, I'm going to kind of be vanilla plain Jane here. I'll say in my MLB Power Rankings column this week, I did a pre. It was not yet. Everything wasn't yet signed, sealed, delivered. It wasn't today at noon, whatever. It was the Astros. You know, this is the team that went in June, the month of July. They weren't. They weren't equal to the predecessor. But Altuve and his mates were 7-3 before the break. They were 8-4. They've been, I think, 9-4 now. 9-4, 10-4 since. And now they kind of, what do you want to cauterized. Their wound or their Achilles, that being the bullpen, and they solidified they're the team to beat in the American League right now. Without not one question in my mind, who is in the National League? Who be the best? I think maybe again. I still think San Francisco what can you do? What can you do if you're San Francisco? You got the best record in baseball tonight. Who did they get beat by? They got beat by the team I have ahead of them in the power rankings, Houston, who can do everything, Gabe. They really can do everything. They probably one of the best coaches, one of the best coaching staffs. Even my arguments and the hater part of me with Dusty Baker and some of his past managerial duties and what I think he did to hurt some players and organizations. This is a team to beat. This is a team to beat. I will argue almost with anybody if they want to throw somebody at me. It's certainly in my write-up I wrote, and I'll write it again, and you know how I feel about this game. Here's what I wrote. I said that I can't back the Dodgers as long as Skipper Dave Roberts is making game decisions. I'm having a problem with this team.
And what about their bullpen? You and I have talked about the bullpen issues. Listen, yep. Roberts is clearly liked by the players.
Yes, he is.
At the same point in time, though, he's not an X and O guy. He's not like his instincts. No. And I said, Tony, I think basically, and this is why the players like him, but it's been a problem and a detriment and why they don't win more, he's loyal to a fault, Tony, isn't he, in my opinion?
What?
That's my opinion. Yes. That he's loyal to a fault to his players. He's like, no, I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus. I'm going to give him another chance and give him another chance. Yeah. And they got Scherzer, but I would have liked to address the bullpen if I was the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think this is what Scherzer does for them. What it does for them is when they get into a playoff or bracket and they condense that rotation, then the fourth and fifth guys, whether it's Urias, whoever it might be,
they become Gonsolin, relievers.
That's correct. Then they are the bullpen, and obviously the bullpen. Here's my problem with that, and that's how good of a bedmate is Jansen to Roberts. I mean, how tight are they, and is he going to live and die with this kid, with this guy?
That's the thing. But honestly, Tony, I, as a Dodger fan, I'm not really overly concerned with the Dodgers pitching. I'm concerned with the lack of timely hitting.
Yes.
They leave
Why not?
A lot of runners. Yeah, like, you know what I mean, Tony? Like, it's always ball pitching, pitching. The Dodgers don't cash in runs, bro. I'd like to see, like, the stats. I don't have in front of me. Oh, look, I can get it going here. But, like, runners in scoring position. I got to believe the Dodgers are in the top five or seven, Tony, of leaving runners in scoring position.
It's like putting salt in a – if there's the worst situational team in baseball last year, and they still won the World Series, the worst – situational team at baseball are the Dodgers. Bases loaded, up by one run. What are they doing? They're up there, three strikeouts in a row. They're up there swinging for the fences. And that you had some of the accountability has to be on Roberts and his staff in this situation. These guys can hit the ball, but and again, so Tony, we've talked about can't do it. I can't do it.
And I just said, so guys, I said this off the top of my head. I didn't have the numbers in front of me. I just said the Dodgers are right up there.
Yeah.
Look at the teams that they're with in this. The worst team in baseball leaves the most runners in scoring position per game, guys. The Arizona Diamondbacks. They're the worst team in baseball.
Makes sense.
The third worst team in baseball, Pittsburgh Pirates. They leave 3.73 runners in scoring position a game. Arizona leaves 3.83 per game. They're the Dodgers, Tony, 29th. 3.75 a game.
Yep.
Think, guys, that's nearly four runs a game that the Dodgers leave in scoring position
that's right.
A lineup as good as that they are. And this has been a pattern for years, Tony. This is,
you're right.
It mirrored it last year because they won the World Series on power last year, Tony.
Yeah.
It was power. They set a record, bro. They hit like 17 home runs or something in the World Series. Years ago, like you're right, Tony, in the playoffs and stuff, when they would lose, people would blame Kershaw. It wasn't him, bro. They'd have the bases loaded four times a game and get one run out of it.
Spot on. You couldn't be more accurate. And again, some of the accountability. This is what baseball's become. So as much as I can complain and throw bitch balls at Dave Roberts, this is what baseball has become, right? it's strikeouts, walks, and home runs. That's the three most common at bats in baseball, and it's not. People are going to say, oh, you're an old fart, Tony. You're an old fogey. Live with the changes. What's the biggest happenings? What's more common? What's more popular than anything? Change. It's true. The only thing that you can count on is change. However, it doesn't mean I have to like it. It just, I don't have to like it, and I don't. I don't. I just think there's a time and a place for moving runners and a good hitters in the old days, Gabe, and you've seen them play. They played for Montreal. They've played for the Giants. They move runners. They move runners. George Brett was one of the best going to the opposite field to move runners if he had to from first to second, or pulling a ball, moving a guy from second to third. We don't see it. They don't do it. They don't bunt. No one bunts anymore. For God's sakes, nobody.
You imagine, like I was just thinking, may he rest in peace, unfortunately, man. What a great man, class act, nice man. One of the greatest hitters of all time, Tony Gwynn. Wonder what Tony Gwynn would say and think about today's hitting, huh?
Oh.
Like Tony, you could tell Tony Gwynn, like Gwynn would know, all right, this is the situation.
That's right.
I've got to hit it to the left side of the field. This is what I need to do. I needed to hit to the right side of the field. Like, guys, it's amazing. Like, Tony, I saw. The other day, they wanted to bunt a team, bro. They wanted to bunt someone over. They had to give up, Tony, because the first two guys couldn't do it. Like they tried and they realized, all right. And then finally was down to the third out. And I was like, wow, you just had two big leaguers in a row, seven pitches. And it was like, no, we can't get a bunt down. He fouled one off. Another one was a strike. You know what I mean? It was like, it was like, dude, can you get a bunt down? No. No, the answer is no. Look, I brought it up earlier as far as sliding is concerned.
Yeah.
Look at Tatis. He got injured sliding tonight. Guys get hurt sliding all the time now. You never used to get to see that.
You know all the signs. I have one that I made up with one of the backdrops I use for these virtual broadcasts. And the biggest part, the biggest thing it says, I got a little baseball field, says no pepper. No wonder no one can bunt anymore. And you don't see guys playing pepper anymore. None of the things that made you better, you know, hand-eye coordination, handling a bat, softening a
pitch. How come
they
wouldn't let you play pepper, though, Tony? How come it said that, no pepper? What was the downfall of playing pepper?
It became injuries. Injuries. When contracts became,
guys were distracted and going to get hit by a ball or something?
That's correct. Yeah. Now when you see batting practice, it's really organized. They got more staff out there warning people of balls. It's just, and I understand, when you got a contract, $40 million on a guy, the last thing you want to do is have him, you know, get hit in the nuts, hit in the groin with a ball. That's just, you don't want this to happen.
I don't know. If I'm paying a guy $40 million, I'd rather if he takes it a nutsack than the jaw.
I agree.
I'd be like, hey, you'll be all right in a few minutes, buddy. You won't need surgery. You take a baseball to the face, you'd be like, oh, God, he's out for 2 months.
It's a good point, though.
Yeah, because you always see that. I know. I remember as a kid at the ballparks, right? You see that behind home plate.
No pepper.
What was that? Yeah. Like the old bunting game. Yeah. So they don't want guys standing around bunting to each other, taking a line drive off the head.
Someone saw that in my studio, right? My garage studio, as they call that I've converted. And one of the kids, one of the guys that comes over all the time, his kid said, "Why don't you like pepper on your food, Tony?"
No pepper. I was going to say you should put no Dr. Pepper up. Just put a little doctor.
No diet Dr. Pepper.
Exactly. No. Diet soda sucks.
Yes, it does.
If you're drinking diet soda, just don't. Just drink water.
I agree. Tequila.
That stuff will kill you, too. That aspartame or whatever they put in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gives me a sore stomach.
Yeah.
Late night anger management class continues. Diet cola sucks. Now I see.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer.
Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. No Pepper. No Pepper Finn with us right now, kicking it. Wager Talk in Las Vegas. Tony, let me ask you something. I don't know. I don't want to catch you off guard. I'm going to try to get the FanDuel guys on our show on Monday, I think.
Okay.
To ask them this. But you wrote an article about it and talking about, we were talking about this earlier a bit tonight about forfeiting football games.
Correct.
So for futures references, guys, you get screwed over.
Yes, you do.
You know, people talk about COVID and start this and that and whatever, and I don't care what your thoughts are on it. But the fact is, if your team forfeits and you bet on the over-unders, you don't get that game back. It's not like the book is going to say, oh, well, the win total bet is, you know, because of the team. No, you lost the game. It is what it is. So that's something to think about. But I want
it's worse than that, Gabe. It's worse than that. It's worse. Here it is. And that is, let's say that you have over 4.5 on Houston, okay? And you're in week 13 or 14, and they've already won 5 games, and they're involved in a forfeit. Guess what? Your future's in no play.
It's like a rate, like a total in a baseball game, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Wow.
17 games have to be played. Yeah.
So, wow. Even if it's over the number, you go, wow.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, so that's one thing that we know now. So let me ask you, Tony.
Yeah.
A forfeited game is they're going to have a final score of 1-0 in college and 2-0 in the NFL.
Correct.
So let me ask you, are sports books going to void the game? Because let me say hypothetically, you bet an under of a game, NFL game, New York Giants, Houston Texans, let's say. You go under 44. Houston Texans get COVID, forfeit the game. The final score is 2-0.
Right.
Like the box score will say 2-0. The official record will say 2-0. You bet under 44. It did not have 45 points. But Cam thinks they'll pay you for the money line, but not the point spread. How
Neither.
Are they going to approach this? They're just going to avoid the game?
That's correct. But listen, there's pros and cons to this, and I don't blame them for this, and that is, you know, I always say, well, the final score is 2-0, then if you know there's a game that's close to being you're going to play the dog, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
here's the deal. It's a no play. It's a no play. A forfeit game, as far as sides and totals and parlays, et cetera, it becomes a no play.
All right, so the big concern comes in then for win totals, Tony.
Right.
You get screwed over. You're not getting that game back.
That's
Simple
correct.
As that.
That's
so,
right.
All right.
Your win total is voided completely. It's a no play. I mean, I'm telling you that it could benefit you, I suppose. Listen, maybe you're over 4.5 on Houston. It's week 16, and they got one win. You can't get over.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but. You know what, though? Like, different books will say. So let me look at FanDuel here now for win total.
Now, that's the caveat.
Remember last year, Tony? Remember last year, because it said 10 games must be played, 12 games must be played or something, right?
Like, right.
Like, it'll say how many games must be played.
Right.
Do you think, I know you can't predict it in the future, but do you think that we'll really have a forfeited game in the NFL or in college? I think what's more likely, NFL or college? I'm thinking college.
College.
I was reading your article that Kansas State said, oh, yeah, we won't have enough players if we get sick. Point blank.
That's correct. It will happen in college before it would happen in NFL for several reasons, and that being that it's college being an amateur sport, there's – it's much more difficult for them to prohibit a player from playing or taking part in anything if they're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's different when you're under contract with a team. There's a lot of little, you know, bits and pieces of a contract that says, listen, we own you and you're going to do what we tell you to do or else. It's different in college. And now there's a lot of stuff going on in college where they're making the college player, some of the teams are making the college player wristbands. Those aren't vaccinated. And so now what the players are saying, well, you're going to shame us. That's what we don't want people to know. Now we're wearing a wristband. They all know. You're basically shaming us into getting a vaccination. It's still going to be ugly.
I see that.
Yep.
I see that. And I saw that the NFL players unions, like, they're outraged about that.
That's
like,
correct.
Everything that they're mad about, they're mad about the wristband.
Yeah, I know. Well, they got to find something to be mad about.
I know, but it's like you should be mad about a million other things. But, like,
right.
You're mad about the wristband, yet they had a good point. Well, we need to know, like, who's allowed in the cafeteria and not. It's pretty simple.
Right.
It's not like... Like, people act like it's some, like, I don't know, Tony, it's like going to a rock concert. You have a backstage pass or you don't. Like, you have a wristband. This wristband allows you in this room. The yellow one does not. They do that in Vegas too, Tony, right?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're a VIP. Here's a wristband. I got a wristband. Like, get out of my way. Like, you know what I mean?
You and I, Gabe, I have a feeling you and I are the same. We're the same school of thought of the vaccination thing. And here's the deal. It's hard for me. Listen, who am I to tell somebody what they should or shouldn't do? I'm old enough to know that's bad business. And this is what it is. I'm one of those that I remember NutraSweet. I don't know if I told you that. I remember NutraSweet came out, and I used to tell my friends, well, we're going to start drinking this shit. I'm telling you right now, the jury will be out in about 20 years, and that we'll be part of that, you know, we'd be part of that test sample. That was when I was younger. These kids are younger. And at my age now, I've said it, and I'll say it again. If there's a line that's giving away free drugs, I'm in it. I'm in that line. Give me that shot and give it to me 10 times.
Yeah, whatever's in it, right? You don't care.
I don't care. I don't care.
I was thinking about that, too. Like, you know, I saw an anti-vaxxer the other day. The guy's smoking a cigarette. It's like, dude, like, all right, I know you're worried about your health there, buddy.
Right.
I'm dead serious. Like, I saw was outside of a bar. It's the effing vaccination. I'm not some guinea pig. Guy's puffing away on his Marlboro there. I'm like, all right, buddy. I'm like, okay, I know. Because, you're Johnny Health. Like, I can understand. Yeah. Like, Michael Phelps or something. Like, some athlete in their prime going, I don't know. I'm a vegan, and I don't even do this, and I don't eat that. Like, I told people, no offense to any of the fast food, but it's like, I told people there's worse things in Burger King than there is a vaccination, probably. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, how many people, too, trust me, our chat, like, are all anti-vaxxers, I think, most of them. And I wonder how many of these, like, losers have done cocaine and stuff in their life. So I'm sure when you guys got the testing kit out, knew what was in it, right? You put things in your body every day you don't know what are.
You could not be more right. You couldn't be more right. Listen, I have smoked and snorted stuff that I'm certain is worse than any vaccine they can put in me. I'm certain.
You know what? You're funny, Tony, because I have a few buddies. Like, I have a guy who said, listen, guys, I know people are like, I'm not doing that. And the guy that said that's like the most unhealthy person I know in my life. And I was thinking, I'm like, all right, buddy. I was like, whatever. You're prime candidate. You probably should do this, but but you're exactly right. And I know another guy who's kind of like you. This guy will like do anything. If you give, you want to do? Yeah, sure. You can't finish a sentence.
Is it free? I'm in.
He said the same thing about it. He goes, I put much worse in my body than that. He's like, I put much worse. I don't mind. So let me ask you, though, from a capping standpoint, Tony.
Yeah.
Is are you concerned? Like, you're betting on futures? Because I got into this with Merrill last week, and he didn't really seem to understand the chemistry aspect of it. In which I said, like, the teams that are split, it's not good. This isn't I have another guy, I guess we have, Rick Sartell. He's like, teams don't get along all the time and you can win games. And I said, this is a little bit different than you got into a bar fight last night or someone lost a poker game and pulled a gun on someone. Like, it's a little different.
Yes, it is.
When you're talking about something like this. And I find it interesting. Like, here's a good example. So here's a guy on the Seahawks. And it turns out the Seahawks are over one of the most vaxxed teams in the league. All right, so here's Reed of the Seahawks basically said, I didn't want to get the vaccination. We don't know the long-term effects. If you have a vaccine, you can still get COVID. The NFL and the NFLPA made getting a vaccine a competitive advantage. I just got the vaccine because I don't want to hinder my team. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan Tannehill today, I don't know if you saw it, guys, Tannehill basically said, I just got vaccinated. I didn't want to do it. And he basically, like, I didn't want to do this, but I did it. And he said there was no way I could run this, be the leader of this team without doing this.
I agree with him. And I couldn't agree more.
That's the thing, guys. And when I see Washington with a 50% vax rate, bro, I'm not betting they're over 8.5, Tony. If anything, I'll bet they're under. They're walking. You guys are going to be done. You're going to forfeit games. You're going to be all year. Guys are going to be like out of, maybe you don't even suspend, but half your team's going to be in protocol all the time. It's going to be a train wreck, Tony. Like the vax teams are due. And I'm not listening. I think the guy's right. Reed is right when he's saying, listen, they're making it like, if you, how can you have team chemistry, Tony? And especially if you're a quarterback, if you're in the parking lot waiting for your test every morning and you're not in the room with the guys, like non-vaccinated players can't even eat with their teammates, Tony. So like you'd never be around your team if you're non-vaccinated. Yep. The only time is on the field.
This is, you know, the one thing that I think it should be very clear to those who, if you have any confusion about all of a sudden the vaccine is here, life is back to normal. No, it's not. And while this isn't the 2020-21 season where training camps are being held at team facilities, they're actually, you know, they're going to actually have joint practices. It's a little. There's normality to some degree, but the truth is this, and that is that you described it very well. There is this country is divided more than it's ever been in my life, and it was divided quite a bit in the 60s during the race riot. That part of life I thought was behind us, and it's really not in a lot of ways. And the political divide we have right now divides. That's the difference that you spoke of, these guys that don't want vaccines and do, because here's the deal. Tell me this and tell me I'm wrong. Even if I didn't want that vaccine, I have enough friends that I love. I have enough family that I adore. I have children. Yeah. And here's the deal. I don't want to be that guy let's put it this way. I don't get vaccinated. Everyone else is vaccinated. Well, here's the deal. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get the virus. It just means your symptoms are probably not going to be as severe. You're not going to get sick, hospitalized, et cetera, et cetera. But if I'm the one that give that this new variant and somebody's kid is damaged for life, then what's the rest of my life going to be like? I'm not going to have much of a life because I'll have a hard time living myself.
I see Leonard Fournette is, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Just for the record, Leonard Fournette scored an 11 on the Wonderland. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Flies on the free show, Tony Finn with us, talking about the forfeits and stuff. And I'm ready to do this, Tony, but I also brought up with NFL win totals. Between the COVID stuff, between the COVID stuff, and honestly, man, like, we're going into a storm here, guys, too. People are morons. I don't even care. Like, it's to the point where let them die. Like, I don't really care. So, I don't feel sympathy, Tony, like you said. It's a selfish act, like Cole Beasley, so what? You don't care? Like, that's what, like, Jerry Hughes told him. He's like, bro, you don't care about my family. That's what he's saying. He goes, it's not about you or me. He goes, you don't know. He goes, you just don't care. right? And that's the whole thing. So I won't care. Like, when these guys break their leg and stuff or whatever, and, like, they bitch about concussions in a couple of years, I'll be like, whatever. But injuries, too. Carson Wentz injured. So my point is, if you're betting on NFL win totals, you should almost just bet unders. Like, if you're betting in the future right now. You know what I mean? Because nothing good can happen, Tony, along the way. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. Only
kids get injuries. Only guys can get
injuries. I agree.
Hurt.
Yeah, I agree. And the truth is, I don't bet a lot of those futures. I don't do a lot of future betting anyway. And I think I've mentioned it to you on the show, unless it's a credit account where I'm there, I don't have to. I get in credit and I'm basically betting that without having the outlay, which means I don't want to tie up five large for 6 or 7 yeah. months, unless it's a credit account. So I don't do a lot of them. That may be so. A lot of books don't like to hear that, but most of the guys that take that from me, they know me, and they know that's just the way I'm going to do
it. I racked up once in the old days, Tony, like $15K on futures. They were so bad. More with Tony on the other side. We'll get you out of here.